WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. As fragile ceasefire talks are underway for phase two in Gaza, President Trump in an interview with Fox News' Brett Baer doubling down on plans for the U.S. to take over Gaza for redevelopment.
In the meantime, I would own this. Think of it as a real estate development for the future. It would be a beautiful piece of land.
Would the Palestinians
no
have the right
money
to return?
Spent. No, they wouldn't, because they're going to have much better housing, much better. In other words, I'm talking about building a permanent place for them.
Arab states have rejected the plan to displace Palestinians. Elon Musk's government efficiency office now targeting the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which fights fraud and abuse by corporations. Meantime, the Vatican's charity says the U.S. plans to gut USAID agency were reckless and could kill millions. In Guatemala, at least 51 are dead after a bus crash outside the capital. Officials say the bus ran off a bridge. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede. The Department of Workforce Development has about $1 million in expanded Wisconsin Fast Forward funding available to Wisconsin school districts to help train students for future careers in advanced manufacturing and construction, filling critical workforce needs. Grant amounts will range from $5,000 to $100,000 and will be available for school districts that demonstrate a need for funding to prepare students to strengthen Wisconsin's future skilled workforce. Technical education equipment training grants reimburse school districts for the cost of buying and installing technical education equipment used for vocational training and technical education in advanced manufacturing and construction fields. Funds also cover the cost for equipment operation, software, and instructional materials. Find additional information or download an application on the Wisconsin Fast Forward program website. Applications must be emailed by 3 o'clock Tuesday afternoon, February 18th. Direct primary care is an increasingly popular health care option. Patients at these clinics pay a fee of roughly $50 to $100 a month and get easier, direct access to their doctor for routine care as often as they want for no extra cost. Experts say it may become more common under health policy changes that President Donald Trump's administration is expected to pursue. But public health experts caution not to think of direct primary care as a replacement for insurance because the monthly fee covers nothing beyond visits. For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede.
The Eagles win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in New Orleans, where the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22. Linebacker Zach Bond from Brown Deer, Wisconsin, and former Badger intercepted a pass just before the half that set up another Eagles touchdown.
When I'm relaxing with my family in Wisconsin, I'm going to think about where I came from, what I did, and where I'm going.
The Chiefs denied the chance to be the first team to win three Super Bowls in a row, quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I can't turn the ball over early in the game when it's not going our way, and I'll have to learn from that and try to be better the next opportunity that I hopefully get.
NBA, the Bucks with a win at home, 135-127 over the 76ers. Damian Lillard with a season-high 43 points.
I think I hit my first two threes, so, you know, obviously that's a good sign. You know, you hit those couple threes, it feel good. You see the ball go in early. The ball was moving. It was just a good flow to the game, so I felt good because of the flow of the game.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the mid to upper 20s for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some light snow showers. Not much accumulation, but there could be a dusting. Our low 8 above tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Do you know that Donald Trump's draconian policies are hurting children right here in Wisconsin? Dane County's Head Start program experiences outages. We discuss at 3 o'clock.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome to hour number 2 of the big program on this Monday, February 10th, 2025. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite. Sunny skies here in downtown Madison at the world headquarters of Civic Media. Glad to have you along. Day after the Super Bowl, the Chiefs got trounced by the Philadelphia Eagles. Wasn't even close. And talked the first hour about some of the game, and we talked about a little bit about the ad. I'm going to be talking here in a minute about one of our former Green Bay Packers. The Jets, the New York Jets, have cut ties with the former Packer quarterback.
Oh, have they?
Aaron Rodgers, yes. And social media is reacting. So we'll get into that a little bit. Also talk some more Wisconsin news for you. All kinds of good things are coming up in hour number 2. Looking forward to it all, including your calls. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. But, well, first of all, let's go to our friend Gene up in Eau Claire, listening on WCFW, The Tap. Gene in Eau Claire, thanks for joining us. What do you want to say?
I want to thank you, both of you guys there, for the outstanding program we've been getting. Every day is wonderful, and we're really blessed to have you. I want to say
that. We appreciate that. Thank you.
You know, I feel like I'm in La La Land, you know, because I, like you, have been paying attention to all the news, and it's like, what in the world is going on in our country? Mm. Now, I blame Trump, but I also blame those Republicans who are standing around with their fingers, I don't know, in their ears and their eyes covered or whatever, you know what I mean, and bowing down. It's like, where are you men? You know, because there were very good Republicans. I mean, it's shocking to me, because I've watched for years live, that these senators that have been there for years are just letting Trump do whatever he wants, and it's like breaking the law, and it's like, wait a second here. You know, is this... It's chaos, and it's like they're not even doing their jobs. All they're doing is running around supporting Trump, and whatever he says goes. And it's like, wait a second here. Didn't we know you differently years ago? And then attacking everything that's important that gives our country stability, because we can't survive on chaos. And, you know, if you bought a business, you would not fire everybody. A profitable business that was working well, you know, serving their customers and stuff, and fire everybody or change all the way the things were done. Mm. Your business is going to be gone. I mean, all the things that are important to our country, they're taking a hammer to it. And people really, truly need to pay attention and don't watch Fox News. That's a BS station. I'm sorry. This is my opinion.
Right.
And it's like, please, you got to pay attention because this is for the kids. I mean, our kids are going through so much, you know what, right now. No wonder they you know, they can't buy homes. They say, oh, these kids are down in their parents' basement. These kids have a rougher time than any of us ever could imagine, and we need to fight for the kids and the young people.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I didn't mean to go on.
No, I appreciate it. Always good to get your perspective, Gene. Thanks for your listenership up there, beautiful Eau Claire. In the Chippewa Valley, you can hear us on WCFW up there. And our great Bureau Chief, James Kelly, keeping track of all the local news up in that part of the state as well. You can always get a local perspective on WCFW, the tap up there in Eau Claire and Chippewa Valley. I think Gene brings up a really important point. And yes, I mean, as we've talked about before, many of these stories are about the new Trump administration are essentially distractions, right? They're so over the top. Some of the stuff he probably won't do, but some of it he probably, we've already seen, some of it he is. And you don't know when he's being serious and when he's not. But Gene brings up a great point, and it's this. Where the rubber is really going to start hitting the road or meeting the road is here in a few weeks. We're already talking about this budget reconciliation bill. And there's also coming up, it needs to have another continuing resolution to keep the government running. The Republicans have a couple of vote majority right now in the House. In order to keep the government running and in order to pass a budget, the Republicans and Speaker Mike Johnson are almost certainly going to need Democratic votes. And so far, they have shown an unwillingness to work with Democrats. And quite frankly, I think that Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries has been right saying, look, you guys won. You control everything. It's not our responsibility to fix this. If you want our help, if you want to be pragmatic, and I, for one, am a big believer in pragmatism, that doesn't mean one side capitulating to the other. Pragmatism means that both sides give something and you meet in the middle. So it's not pragmatic for Republicans and Johnson and Trump to say, well, you know, it was a Democrat's fault. They wouldn't come over and help us. Well, if you don't give them any reason to help you, why should they? So Gene's right. So far, we've seen next to no voices of a spine from my former party in terms of elected officials, either the House or the Senate, who are going to say, no, this is a line too far. And so it'll be very interesting, very important to see if Republicans stand up on these important things, you know, like Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, funding for the Farm Bill, funding for the projects that matter to us as Wisconsinites. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. It's 13 past the hour of 1 o'clock. If you're in military time, it's 13:13. Time now to do what's worse. Here we go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for what's worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, but it is your opportunity to have your voice heard across statewide radio, 11 stations in every media market. If you want your message out, no better way to do it than to advertise with us here over the air and online, civicmedia.us. All right. I think that, you know, if you look at the game yesterday, people kind of look at the effort of Kansas City and say, you know, they just kind of came out half-assed. They really weren't in it. But I guess at least they started. So this is timely because people are just confused by the Kansas City performance or lack thereof. A little half-assed. So here now, the question of the day, what's worse? Half-assed or not even started? Half-assed or not even started? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Our great graphics people now have up on the stream, give us visual examples of both of these. And this is fantastic. So if you're familiar with Madison at all and Camp Randall Stadium where the Wisconsin Badgers play football, for many years under the Alvarez, Bielema, Crist era, there was a statue out front. And it was intentional to look phallic. It was a large, long, upstanding, triangular-type-ish structure that was made of stone, and there were individual footballs carved out in this thing. And it was entitled Nails Trails. And it was ugly as sin.
It sure is, looking at this picture.
And there was legitimate reporting, not just like Facebook stuff. This was legitimate sports reporting at the time that said that athletic director football coach Barry Alvarez wanted the statue to intentionally look phallic, to be like a sign of masculinity or virility. I don't know. And believe me, it did. And so that's an example of something that was kind of half-assed. Like, all right, we should put a statue out in front of Camp Randall. Let's just put this thing up that looks phallic, but it really, what is it?
It does also look unfinished, at least from this picture.
Yes.
I'm sure if you're closer to it and you see the individual footballs, looking at it from a distance, it just looks like a column that's not done.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think that was, I don't know, there was artistic, creative, I don't know. So that's half-assed. Now, the other side is like a swimming pool that's empty, and that's not even started. So we can put this in terms of like projects, right? A project, a team, anything. What's worse, something that's just done half-assed or something that's not even started? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, half-assed or not even started? You have thoughts on that, Zomers?
I gotta say, I think half-assed is worse.
Right.
Just because we got a text that Todd and I read at the same time that we can't say on the air.
It looked one of our listeners in Madison said that the aforementioned statue at Camp Randall, I'll clean it up for radio. It looks like a member on a dog.
That's a funny text. Thank you.
Yes. Go ahead, Dio Zomers.
But I think half-assed is worse because if you haven't started or you don't have anything to turn in, you're at least saying, you know what? I'm going to give this my fair shot. I just don't have time for it. Half-assed shows you just don't care.
I think that's right. Yeah, I think we're in agreement on this. Yeah. I would rather have something that's not even started than just half-assed because, like you say, it meant the person felt obligated to try something, but they really weren't committed to it and it wasn't important enough to do well.
Right.
And that has been the story of my life throughout my academic career and otherwise, because I think to myself, well, I don't want to turn something in that's not done well.
Right.
And so oftentimes I would just not turn in anything at all, and I'd take the zero.
Yeah.
And my teachers would say, why didn't you at least try? And I'm like, because I didn't have time to do it well.
I've done that a lot, too.
Yeah.
In my academic career.
What's worse, half-assed or not even started? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. A listener on WMDX says, a new caller, we thank you for a new listener as well, says definitely something that's half-assed. And as far as the statue in front of the football stadium, it just looked like a bunch of deer piled up. But now that's interesting. Did you mean like from afar, like in a locker
or maybe
plant?
Like deer or, manure?
Yeah, like deer scat or something piled up. I think that's more accurate. Deer scat. It looks like a big statue of deer scat. We'll come back. What's worse, half-assed or not even started? Speaking of half-assed, Aaron Rodgers is in the news as well. It's the Civic Media Radio Network and the Todd Allbowles Show for a Monday. Stay with us.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. After 22 years as a commissioner and chair of the Federal Election Commission, Ellen Weintraub was purportedly sacked by President Donald Trump with this terse sentence: "You are hereby removed as a member of the Federal Election Commission, effective immediately." But as with several of Trump's recent actions, it's not legal. Weintraub may have made Trump's enemies list when she and another commissioner issued a statement in 2021 after the FEC's three Democrats and three Republicans deadlocked, subsequently dropping the campaign finance violation complaint resulting from Trump's $130,000 payment to porn star Stormy Daniels. Weintraub and then FEC Chair Shayna Broussard said after the dismissal, the commission therefore did not have enough votes to pursue well-grounded charges that the former president of the United States knowingly and willfully accepted contributions nearly 5,000% over the legal limit to suppress a negative story mere days before Election Day. The Campaign Legal Center's Trevor Potter, himself a former FEC chair, said in a statement, "In claiming to fire a commissioner of the Federal Election Commission, the president violates the law, the separation of powers, and generations of Supreme Court precedent. As the only agency that regulates the president, Congress intentionally did not grant the president the power to fire FEC commissioners." In a post on X, Weintraub vowed to continue her work on the commission. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. News from the Center, WRCE.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Monday, February 10th, 2025. Taking you through us back to week, back to school and back to work. Start your work week. Glad to have you along here on a Monday post-Super Bowl. Right in the middle of what's worse for today, our daily segment asking you the important or at least fun questions of the day. Today's question, what's worse? Half-assed or not even started? Half-assed or not even started? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Our very own wonderful and talented Terry Barr here at Civic, who does our announcing for us. She introduces me every day, and I'm so honored to have her do it. Terry tuning in on YouTube saying this is a great conversation. Well, thank you. We appreciate it. It's fun at least, right, Terry? Because the graphic we have up on our streaming here on camera is the statue. It was called Nails Tails. That was a large cement type statue that was phallic, intentionally looking, of footballs that stuck straight up. And it was so offensive that somebody from the Alumni Association paid the money to get rid of it. It's no longer there. Or half, not even started, which is like a swimming pool that's empty. And so what's worse, half-assed or not even started? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Sean, listening on WRCE in Richland Center, this is Wisdom of Southwest Wisconsin right here, saying half-assed is worse because you usually need to restart it. Sean is 100% correct. Well said, Sean. You're absolutely right. Because if you're working with someone or whatever, they do it half-assed, it's like, well, now I got to go back and redo it anyway. He's absolutely right. Chris, listening on WRCE in beautiful Blue River, says, I've had too many previous administrators who believed that was the best way to, quote, run a railroad. Right? You might be, well, let's just kind of get it done, do a half-assed. Yeah, not usually the best way to do it.
One of my friends has a boss who anytime that this boss has to, you know, approve a raise or hire a new employee, they're like, all right, what's the easiest way to get it done right now? And then in 2 months or whatever, they have to redo it all because it's done in such a stupid way.
Chris in Blue River also says half-assed, definitely, because it's half-assed. You have to tear it down and start it all over again, just like Sean as well. Absolutely. Let's see here. Listener on WMDX says, ain't no half-stepping. Words to live by. All right, very good. Someone else here calling or texting in on WMDX, a new listener. We appreciate that. Definitely something that's half-assed. And as far as that statue in front of the football stadium, that's the guy that said, looks like deer pile up, or yes, deer scat. It was very unattractive. And I think half the reason Alvarez put it there is because he knew what it looked like, and it was would cause people to go, well, what?
Very possible.
And I think he just thought that was funny. I don't know. 855-752-4842. Ollie, listening in the North Woods. Ollie, glad to have you along. Thanks for your listenership. What's worse, half-assed or not even started?
Well, I think actually it all depends upon whose viewpoint you're looking at. If you're looking from the wife's viewpoint and the husband has spent hundreds of dollars for tools and left sitting on the table and wood all over their living room to finish a project that he's never even starts, and the wood's sitting there and the tools are sitting there for years, I'd say that's worse, much worse.
That sounds like a very specific example, Ollie.
Correct. It's everybody's viewpoint. If it's the wife's viewpoint, never starting is much worse.
Thank you for your honesty, and I hope that provided a little therapy to let it out. Thank you, Ollie. I appreciate that. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Now, that's the way to start off a week. That was a great call. That was a very specific example from a wife's perspective.
And in a way, it's also half-assed, though, because it's like, right. Oh, I'm going to do this project, gets the wood for it, buys the tools. Yeah, it's
very expensive tools, she pointed out. Tyler up in Columbia County listening on WMDX says, half-assed isn't to my standard. I could always catch up and sleep when I'm dead. Tyler in Wisconsin Rapids, our great station on WFHR, says, A never started sightseeing tour to the Titanic is better than a half-assed attempt.
That's true.
The ultimate, right? The Titanic voyage, the ultimate half-assed attempt. We'll come back and talk a little bit more after the break here about this story on Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I found this very, very interesting. And this is actually from last week. It says, this is not much of a surprise, but the New York Jets' new regime does not want anything to do with the Aaron Rodgers circus. According to multiple reports, including one from Fox's Jay Glazer, Jets general manager and their head coach are looking to start fresh without the 41-year-old veteran quarterback. With 1 year left of his contract, the Jets will take a $49 million salary cap hit, even if Rodgers is traded or released. After arriving in a trade with the Green Bay Packers, Rodgers tore his Achilles on the first series of his first game with the Jets back in the 23 season. The Jets went 7-10 without him under center. Though he returned this past season, Rodgers won just 5 games in a tumultuous season for the Jets that included the firing of head coach Robert Saleh, who ended up as an assistant at Green Bay. The Jets also made a deal for former Packer wide receiver Davante Adams prior to the trade deadline. If Rodgers decides to play another season, the Pittsburgh Steelers or New York Giants and Tennessee Titans are among teams that have a possible destination spot for him in 2025. It also appears, and this will be interesting to Green Bay fans, that Adams will be playing elsewhere next season as well. Could that mean that Davante Adams finds his way back to Lambeau Field? It's highly interesting to see. Time will tell. But if I'm a New York Jets fan, I'm feeling like this whole deal for Aaron Rodgers was 100% half-assed.
Oh, for sure. On that note, L.A. Tom has a comment on YouTube that I can't fully read on the radio, but he did say on this half-assed thing, Aaron Rodgers is a full butthole.
Yes, indeed. So, yeah, I'm going to go along with half-assed is indeed worse than not even started. That's my what's worse.
And it seems like almost all of the texters and callers have agreed.
All right. Very good.
Ollie in the North Woods, you did have a very compelling
Ollie
reason.
In the North Woods is the big winner on this one. And take a walk, Ollie. I got you. I understand. Back with more after this. Right now, a news, weather, and sports update. Don't go anywhere. Did Aaron Zomers get arrested this weekend? We will tell you on the other side on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has identified 88 school districts who will have 94 referendum questions on the spring ballot in the upcoming elections. This follows the November 2024 fall ballot, which saw 138 referendum questions across 122 school districts, and the spring 2024 elections, which saw 103 referendum questions across 93 school districts. According to the Wisconsin Policy Forum, 2024 now holds the record for the most school district referenda that went before voters across Wisconsin in a single year at 241, breaking the previous record of 240 set in 1998. Five school districts are among the 88 schools with spring 2025 referendum questions that will appear on the February 18th primary ballot, including Mauston, which is seeking an operational referendum to avoid dissolving as a school district. The 89 remaining questions go to referendum on the spring election ballot, include for school districts such as Baraboo, Cuba City, DeSoto, Dodgeville, New Lisbon, Prairie du Chien, Riverdale, River Valley, Schulzburg, Viroqua, and Weston. The support for a statewide office of violence prevention is gaining ground in Wisconsin. Safety experts and advocates say they're hopeful it will save lives. Governor Tony Evers announced he's directing $10 million to the Office of Violence Prevention. The funds will come from the American Rescue Plan Act. For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Adam Scott is on a roll. The Severin star is returning to the film genre that gave him a start. Scott has signed on to the project to play a horror novelist who visits an Irish inn to disperse his parents' ashes, only to find out it's haunted. Hockham will be directed by Irish director Damien McCarthy, who directed last year's critically acclaimed Oddity. Scott got his start in the genre with the 1996 Hellraiser Bloodline. This film is still in pre-production. Adrian Brody says the makeup artist of The Brutalist tried to remove his prosthetic nose. The only problem is, it was not prosthetic. Apparently, Brody's real nose looked fake to the makeup artist. The Oscar-nominated actor told Jimmy Fallon he asked her if she was trying to remove that, and she said yes, and he said it doesn't come off. Brody says he and the makeup artist had a laugh after she said, "This is going in my diary," and Brody said that this is going in his talk show repertoire. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the mid to upper 20s for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some light snow showers. Not much accumulation, but there could be a dusting. Our low 8 above tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Maggie Dawn.
Do you know that Donald Trump's draconian policies are hurting children right here in Wisconsin? Dane County's Head Start program experiences outages. We discuss at 3 o'clock.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
The Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 34 minutes past 1 o'clock on February 10th. Big question of the day, and we thank you for your concern. The folks watching this on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, we've had a couple of comments now. And normally, we're not big fashionistas here on the show, but Summer's always has something nice on. And today, we've had a couple of comments of people saying, is everything okay, Zomers? Because, and I didn't realize this until I looked really at my camera and the screen there, it appears that Zomers is in an orange prison jumpsuit. That's right. He was let out on bail an hour before the show, his ankle bracelet in tow. No, if your mother's watching, no, Mrs. Zomers, he's fine. Here, because you have like a polo shirt on.
Yeah, and it's like a salmon-colored polo.
It's a salmon
pink
color.
Pink and orange, depending on the lighting, can mix a lot. And it really does look like an orange jumpsuit on the stream.
So on the stream, the camera makes it looks orange. But no, it's in real life, it's actually salmon color. So everything's fine. We appreciate your concern.
Yeah, they updated prison jumpsuits. They didn't make me wear orange or anything like that.
There was no law enforcement involved for Zomers over the weekend. He's absolutely fine. But we appreciate your concern. That was pretty funny, actually, when people started saying that. All right. So it's 36 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Been talking a lot of Super Bowl news over the weekend. Yes, that's fine. Biggest game of the week. But actually, if you're a Wisconsin fan, a couple of other bigger games. First of all, the men's basketball team went down to Iowa. We told you about that on Friday. Went down to Iowa and beat up on the Hawkeyes. Again, came away with another impressive victory. They've swept Iowa this season. They're off now until Saturday, day after Valentine's, February 15th. Wisconsin will be at Purdue. You can hear the game on Civic Media starting at 11 a.m. for a broadcast start time, tip-off at noon. You can hear it in Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Racine, Kenosha, and Richland Center, and also stream it for free on the Civic Media app. But the big news for Wisconsin sports fans over the weekend, and why this team doesn't get more airtime, why they don't get more accolades, I'll never know. But Mark Johnson and the Badger women's hockey team swept the evil and dreaded Minnesota Golden Gophers here at LeBron Arena in Madison over the weekend and won the WCHA trophy, championship trophy again, winning the conference championship outright by beating the Gophers on home ice. Senior weekend for the great seniors, and Mark Johnson, who does nothing but keep winning championships. Mark Johnson has won, he and his teams have won 7 unprecedented national championships while here at Wisconsin as the head coach. And they added another conference championship to their trophy case this weekend. Congratulations to the women's Badger hockey team for getting it done. And I need to do better at talking about them. They appear occasionally across different civic media outlets. We try to read those and let you know when you can catch them. But the Wisconsin women's hockey team just keeps winning championships. So congratulations to them. I mean, they get overshadowed by the big Super Bowl event over the weekend, but wow. It's just and they're so humble and such great competitors, and perhaps the cleanest run program of any sport in the nation. They do it the right way. They bring people in. They grow them. young women, many of whom have had successful careers professionally. There is professional women's ice hockey as well. Many of whom have gone on to coach at other places. Of course, Mark Johnson's late great father, Bob Johnson, won national championships, including one that Mark Johnson was on at Wisconsin for the men's side. Mark Johnson went on to be on that miracle ice team, miracle on ice team for the U.S. Olympians in Lake Placid, and then came back home to Wisconsin to coach his beloved Badgers. And a lot of people thought, well, maybe he should go be the coach. There's been a couple of opportunities for him to move over to the men's program. But he said, no, we built this thing. He was the first coach. Seven national championships, and again, another conference championship over the weekend. Robert McFarland on MDX says Civic Radio needs to advertise the sports games a bit more. That's on me, and I take responsibility for that. You're absolutely right, Robert. We need to, I need to mention that more often, and Zomers will help keep me honest on that. We'll try to do that, particularly the women's ice hockey team. All right. So, by the way, it's 20 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock here on a Monday. Among the dozens of Donald Trump executive orders, one calls for a U.S. sovereign wealth fund. Well, what the heck is a sovereign wealth fund, you ask? Glad you did. It's like an investment account for the country, kind of like a brokerage account I might have at a company like Charles Schwab. If, those who know me well, if I had any money to invest, which I don't, all right? But many people do, but I digress. It's not a partisan idea. Biden officials who are working on a plan for a fund, it's not a new idea. Over 100 countries have sovereign funds. In the United States, 20 states have one. Norway's fund is worth $1.7 million. Alaska has the biggest state fund with $80 billion in assets. So, Todd, are there any reasons to not start a U.S. wealth fund? Glad you asked. Yes. How about 37 trillion reasons? That's the size of our national debt, $36 trillion. Both Republicans and Democrats have been great at borrowing cash, not so much at investing cash. Another reason is that a president, not Congress, would control a sovereign wealth fund. In other words, it would be a massive, and I mean massive, slush fund. So here is a multiple choice question. A U.S. sovereign wealth fund would most likely enrich A, the American taxpayers, B, the billionaires now running America, or C, the family and friends of an American president. Yeah, let's just move on to another subject because it's clear it's not going to help the American taxpayer. If you have, I mean, look where we're going in 3 weeks. We've got 19-year-olds in charge of our payment system now who are unelected, unvetted, and unsecured, right? I think it's just you don't want to give the current president, or really any president, in my opinion, access over a $36 trillion slush fund.
Yeah, it doesn't really seem like a good move to give any individual no. access to that.
As they say, don't add up. Don't add up. Here's another thing don't add up. Scoop, breaking news. We talked about this with Peter Rapine last week on Week in Review. Remember that 19-year-old kid? One of the acolytes of Elon Musk? And this is true. This is a quote. He's known online social media as quote unquote big balls. He's listed now as having taken a new role, drum roll please, in the United States State Department, raising concerns among diplomats about his potential access to sensitive information. I'm shocked. mean, there are a lot of ways. There are a lot, you know, we've talked about it on this program. There's lots of ways. I know Jane and Greg talked about it on Matt and Air on Air. There's lots of ways to say, you know what? We could have greater government efficiency. There's always something you could find out where, hey, you know what? This program is being wasteful or it could be more efficient. Fine. But you don't do that by throwing the baby out with the bathwater. And you don't do that by having unelected, unvetted, unsecurity clearanced person, a private citizen, do that on their own, let alone putting, I don't think I'm an ageist. You correct me if I'm wrong. I have respect for people of all ages, but yes. And you can always make a case, say, well, this 19 or 20 year old is just a genius and they're the one in a million person that has this skill. And that it, I'm not saying there's not people out there like that. But normally what would happen is someone like that would go through a normal vetting process.
Right.
And they would see their bona fides, as they say, their academic achievements, their professional achievements, and say, look, this is a rarity. We understand that. But here is outside proof that this individual has been extraordinary and is qualified for this job.
Yeah, I think nobody should just be thrown into a position like this. You should be vetted, whether you're younger than normal, older than normal, or at the exact expected age. You need to prove that you're fit for a position with that much access to potentially dangerous data.
Right. Yeah. 100%. 100% agree. Okay, here's interesting. Now, this is kind of, we're doing kind of cleanup right now, basically. I shouldn't say clean, just a lot. There's a lot of things over the weekend I wanted to get to. And here now, our political editor and friend, Dan Schaefer, also the founder of the Recombobulation Area, putting this out moments ago, saying, campaign as a change agent, working class populist, govern as the same old cater to the wealthy country club Republican. What does he mean by that? Well, according to new reporting this afternoon in a new statement from the White House, makes it clear they're going to reverse the Biden administration's reforms on overdraft fees and blocking medical debt from being listed on credit reports. Now, this has a real effect with people in Wisconsin. I've been in a position, I've talked about it openly on this program, having been a former small business owner. Oftentimes, as a small business owner, you roll the dice because you can't afford to have or couldn't afford to have health care on your own. I've gone years in my life without having formal health care. Then the Affordable Care Act came along, known as Obamacare, and it was like $180 or something like that a month. And yeah, it wasn't going to cover a lot of the things, but basically if I fell down and broke my leg or God forbid got in a car accident or had a heart attack, it would take care of the catastrophic care. I wouldn't lose my entire life over health insurance, not having health insurance. And under the Biden administration, they made it so that folks who have medical debt, and I know people right now across Wisconsin, who through no fault of their own had a life-changing health emergency and their portion is astronomical and they don't have the money to pay for it. They have to go on a payment plan at the worst extreme, declare bankruptcy of some sort. And so the Biden administration said, you know what? We're not going to allow that medical debt to be part of your credit report, which would, you know, look, I have just now recently, gotten my credit scores back in good standing by being financially smart for once in my life. So I know what it's like. If you don't have a good credit score, you can't get a car loan. You can't get a mortgage. Oftentimes now you can't even rent an apartment based on your credit score. And so the Biden folks said, you know what? If you have a health emergency that's no fault of your own, that shouldn't ruin the rest of your life. Now, if you went out and rang up credit card debt on just goofy material stuff, that's your own fault. But health shouldn't matter. And now, word this afternoon from the White House, they're going to reverse that. And once again, if we have a medical emergency through no fault of our own and have debt, that will now count on our credit reports. I don't think that's what the Trump voters voted for on November 5th. Back with your calls after this on Civic Media.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. After 22 years as a commissioner and chair of the Federal Election Commission, Ellen Weintraub was purportedly sacked by President Donald Trump with this terse sentence: "You are hereby removed as a member of the Federal Election Commission, effective immediately." But as with several of Trump's recent actions, it's not legal. Weintraub may have made Trump's enemies list when she and another commissioner issued a statement in 2021 after the FEC's three Democrats and three Republicans deadlocked, subsequently dropping the campaign finance violation complaint resulting from Trump's $130,000 payment to porn star Stormy Daniels. Weintraub and then FEC Chair Shana Broussard said after the dismissal, "The commission therefore did not have enough votes to pursue well-grounded charges that the former president of the United States knowingly and willfully accepted contributions nearly 5,000% over the legal limit to suppress a negative story mere days before Election Day." The Campaign Legal Center's Trevor Potter, himself a former FEC chair, said in a statement, "In claiming to fire a commissioner of the Federal Election Commission, the president violates the law, the separation of powers, and generations of Supreme Court precedent. As the only agency that regulates the president, Congress intentionally did not grant the president the power to fire FEC commissioners." In a post on X, Weintraub vowed to continue her work on the commission. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 51 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock, or make that 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, CBS or ABC News, depending upon which of our great stations across Wisconsin you are listening to. Little news, weather, and sports update. I should say local news in your community. Weather and sports update. Mike Clemens, still down there in New Orleans. Great job, by the way, Mike Clemens. He got an interview with Jordan Love.
Yeah,
it was great. Getting her done.
So between Toyota-thon commercial shoots.
Right, exactly. Very thankful to have a guy like Mike Clemens is a pro's pro, and just appreciate him and so honored to work with him here at Civic Media doing a great job on sports. So we got that coming up, and then from 2 until 4, the Maggie Dawn Show. With Maggie and our very own Aaron Zommers. Do you get a bathroom break between the shows?
Kind of.
Or do we have to like put a catheter in the house?
No. Nothing like that. Right, I just have a Gatorade bottle. That's all.
A Gatorade bottle. I'll make sure to pull the blinds when I leave the studio.
I'm kidding. I do get a bathroom break.
All right. I'm glad for that. Just trying to watch out for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
But Maggie Dawn and Zommers will be in from 2 until 4. And then we got the Dom Selvia Show from 4 until 6. 6 o'clock, Pete Schwabe. Pete's been under the weather a little bit. By the way, our very own Aaron Carreno, our lead vice president of the company, was called upon. And here's how you know how good he is. He came in and he hit it out of the park. You know, he's not on the air all the time anymore. But when he's called upon, it's just like riding a bike. He just comes in and knocks it out of the park. So yeah, I thought Carreno and Conrad, that's a whole new show, right? Carreno and Conrad.
Yeah, could be.
Did a great job on Friday filling for Pete. We'll see if he's back today for Nightlight. And then it's Rick Smith Across America and our friend Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio. So another great lineup here on Civic Media to start your week. Let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Dick, listening on WMDX in Madison. Dick, always a pleasure. What do you got to say for you?
Real quick, thanks for shouting out the women's hockey team and the men's basketball team.
Yeah.
And Chucky who?
Chucky Hepburn. Now, he's having a good season down at Louisville, but I mean, I think he's doing fine.
This guy is light years better.
But no,
this guy is up for the Oscar Robertson Award, for crying out loud.
John Tanji.
He's stronger. He's fantastic.
He's great.
All right, that said.
That's all you got?
No.
Oh, okay.
I can tell you why he's doing this with the banks. This is a deal to pay back all the ones he deadbeated in New York and couldn't get loans from.
Right.
After all, he's got to do something now that he's in power. I mean, how many banks wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole? He had to go shopping for money in Russia.
Right.
So I think that's what it is.
And here's another thing, Dick. I'm glad you brought this up because it jogged my my mad cow brain. This was a report that also got lost last week in all the fire hose of news information. One of the reasons that Trump is so salty about Panama, and it's always personal, this guy's right.
So he owes them money.
Right. So he built a Trump Tower a few years ago in Panama and then tried to rip them off and not pay it. And then they had to bring in like drug lords, and it got to be a fight between the drug lords and the Trump people, a literal fight over having access to the Trump Tower. And then they had to basically give the naming rights to the Marriott. And so there's a big fight.
Put this,
right?
If you wrote this into a movie script, they'd say, oh, this is nuts. No one's going to believe any of this.
Yeah. But no, that's why he's so salty about Panama and wants to cause trouble, because he feels, hurt that the deal got, crushed down there in Panama.
I'll add it to another line or punch that he's deadbeated over his career.
All right. Thanks, Dick. Appreciate your listenership as always. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Speaking of making trouble. You got Tony watching on the YouTube, says, geez, you talk about people getting sick through no fault of their own, and now you're getting ready to replace Pete. No.
Just another show. Not a replacement.
He knows this. He's just trying to cause trouble. I just meant that, I like alliteration. Anybody who knows me knows I love alliteration. And so you could have Carreno and Conrad as like a side podcast. No, Pete Schwabe does a wonderful job along with Conrad on Nightlight. I'm not looking to replace anybody. People probably looking at me. The noon to two slot.
They just want you to rename it to the Nooner with Todd.
That's right. We're just going to rename it to the Nooner with Todd. Zimmerman says it's fun to rile people up. See, that's why people say things to me. They want a reaction, and they know that 9 times out of 10 they're going to get it, and they just enjoy the reaction.
Well, you also like to stir the pot a little bit, Todd.
Me? No, occasionally, maybe. What else we got? Jude in East Troy giving us news about the Elkhorn Bar. Closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Breakfast 6:30 to 11.
Good to know.
What does that mean, Jude in East Troy? This is very fast. Is this a cryptic text? Or is there meaning behind it? These are the types of things I enjoy about this show. It's you in live, real time, you get information and you have to try to figure it out. Jude in East Troy, let us know. All right. Dave in New Berlin jokingly says, I wonder if Mike Clemens wound up in a cooler this weekend. No, Mike Clemens is a pro's pro.
I don't think anyone at Civic Media ended up in the cooler this weekend.
Including Zommers in his orange jumpsuit.
Despite my orange jumpsuit. Yeah,
which is actually salmon color. All right, well, that was a lot of fun. That was a great show. Luke Mathers is vacationing with Pat Kreitlow in the Southern Caribbean. So we'll have a Tuesday tangent with Zommers and you. Talk a little news and what's worse tomorrow as well. You won't want to miss that, so join us then. Right now, stay tuned for the Maggie Dawn Show. Todd Allball saying whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow. Hanging on your drum. Keep banging on, and your day will come. Keep banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, many areas in Milwaukee are considered a food desert. That's why there's the mobile market. You'll find out how you can use it yourself. Join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge in Rhode Island has formally blocked the Trump administration's spending freeze, ordering the Trump administration to immediately restore all frozen federal funding. Judge John McConnell says the President Trump's directive and actions to pause funding likely violates the Constitution. Hamas says it will delay the release of three more hostages this weekend, now accusing Israel of blocking Palestinians from returning home in northern Gaza. ABC's Britt Clinett is in Tel Aviv.
That was supposed to happen on February 15th. We were expecting another three hostages to be released from Gaza. This delay wasn't expected, although we have seen these bumps, these hurdles along the way.
Trader Joe's and Costco moving to limit the number of eggs that customers can purchase each day, all due to bird flu cases creating supply shortages. And a penny for your thoughts, President Trump ordering production of the 1-cent coin to stop, saying it costs more to make the penny. This is ABC News.